Radiation health hazards. The effects of ionizing radiation occur at the cellular level. Ionizing radiation can negatively affect the normal operation of the cells that compose human organs. Radiation may cause damage to any material by ionizing the atoms in that material. When atoms are ionized, the chemical properties of those atoms are altered. This change in chemical properties can result in a change in the chemical behavior of the atoms and/or molecules in the cell. If a person receives a sufficiently high dose of radiation and many cells are damaged, this may cause observable health effects, including genetic mutations and cancer. The biological effects of ionizing radiation depend on how much and how fast a radiation dose is received. The two categories of radiation doses are acute and chronic. Acute doses. Exposure to radiation received in a short period of time is an acute dose. Acute exposures are usually associated with large doses. Some acute doses of radiation are permissible and have no long-term health effects. However, high levels of radiation received over a short time can produce serious health effects, including reduced blood count, hair loss, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and fatigue. Extremely high levels of acute radiation exposure, such as those received by victims of a nuclear bomb, can result in death within a few hours, days, or weeks. Chronic doses. Small amounts of radiation received over a long period of time. The body is better equipped to handle a chronic dose of radiation than an acute radiation dose. After a chronic dose, the body has enough time to replace dead or non-functioning cells with healthy ones. Chronic doses do not result in the same detectable health effects seen with acute doses. However, chronic exposure to radiation causes cancer. Examples of chronic radiation doses include the everyday doses received from natural background radiation, and those received by workers in nuclear and medical facilities. First responders at most hazmat incidents are unlikely to encounter exposures that cause any health effects, especially if proper precautions are taken. Even at terrorist incidents, it is unlikely that first responders will encounter dangerous or lethal doses of radiation. Protection from radiation. Because radiation is invisible, it may be difficult to determine if it is involved in an incident. Class 7 radioactive materials packages should have the appropriate placard or label in transport, figure 24.42. If responders note their presence at an incident, they should initiate radiation detection and monitoring. Responders should conduct radiation monitoring if an incident is a suspected terrorist attack or explosion. While most incidents involving radioactive materials present minimal risks to emergency responders, it is still necessary to take appropriate precautions to prevent unnecessary exposures. One basic protection strategy uses time, distance, and shielding, figure 24.43. Time: decrease the amount of time spent in areas where there is radiation. At a minimum, the time required includes entering the zone, staying within the zone, exiting the zone. Distance: know your dose rate to know the safe distances from the radioactive material. Increase the distance from a radiation source. Doubling the distance from a point source divides the dose by a factor of 4. This calculation is sometimes referred to as the inverse square law. When the radius doubles, the radiation spreads over 4 times as much area, so the dose is only 1/4 as much, figure 24.44. This calculation is only a rule of thumb, and the information must be supplemented with information from your meter. If sheltered in a contaminated area, keep a distance from exterior walls and roofs. Shielding: create a barrier between responders and the radiation source with a building, earthen mound, or vehicle. Buildings, especially those made of brick or concrete, provide considerable shielding from radiation. For example, exposure from fallout is reduced by about 50% inside a one-story building and by about 90% at a level below ground. Note: using time, distance, and shielding to limit exposure to radiation is sometimes referred to as the ALERA, as low as reasonably achievable, method or principle. Toxicity. Toxic materials may be absorbed into the bloodstream and distributed to other parts of the body, producing systemic effects. Many pesticides absorb through the skin, distribute to other sites in the body, and produce adverse effects such as seizures or cardiac and pulmonary problems. Exposure to toxic materials can result not only in the development of a single systemic effect, but also in the development of multiple systemic effects or a combination of systemic and local effects. Some of these effects may be delayed in a range anywhere between seconds and decades. Table 24.3 gives types of chemical toxins, their target organs, and chemical examples. Following exposure to a toxic substance, the likelihood of an adverse health effect occurring and the severity of the effect depend on the following. Toxicity of the chemical or biological substance. Exposure pathway or route. Nature and extent of the exposure. Person's susceptibility to illness or injury, affected by such factors as their age or other health concerns, including chronic diseases. The following are some specific toxic chemical hazard categories. Asphyxiants. Asphyxiants prevent access to sufficient volumes of oxygen. They can be divided into two classes, simple and chemical. Simple asphyxiants are gases that displace oxygen. These gases may dilute or displace the oxygen concentration below the level required to sustain life. Chemical asphyxiants are materials that prohibit the body's cells from using oxygen. Some chemical asphyxiants may be used in terrorist attacks. Irritants. Irritants cause temporary, sometimes severe, inflammation to the eyes, skin, or respiratory system, figure 24.45. Irritants often attack the body's mucous membranes, such as the surfaces of the eyes or the linings of the nose, mouth, throat, and lungs. Convulsants. Convulsants cause convulsions, involuntary muscle contractions. Convulsants can kill if the victim asphyxiates or succumbs to exhaustion while convulsing. Examples of convulsants include strychnine, organophosphates, carbamates, and infrequently used drugs such as picrotoxin, figure 24.46. Carcinogens. Carcinogens are known, or suspected, to cause cancer. While exact exposure data is unknown for most carcinogens, exposures to only small amounts of some substances may have long-term consequences. Disease and complications can occur as many as 10 to 40 years after exposure. Statistics reveal 1 in 3 firefighters will be diagnosed with cancer during their career. Another 45% of firefighters will have cancer diagnosed within 7 years of retirement. Meta-studies in the US and Australia show firefighters have an elevated risk of suffering from leukemia and testicular cancer, 114% to 202% respectively, to name just two. Known or suspected carcinogens include arsenic, asbestos, benzene, many plastics, nickel, polyvinyl chloride, some chlorinated hydrocarbons, some pesticides, allergens and sensitizers. Allergens cause allergic reactions in people or animals. Sensitizers are chemicals that cause a substantial proportion of exposed people or animals to develop an allergic reaction after one or more exposures to the chemical. Some individuals exposed to a material may not be abnormally affected at first but may experience significant and dangerous effects when exposed to the material again. Common examples of sensitizers and allergens include latex, bleach, and urushiol, the chemical found in the sap of poison ivy, poison oak, and poison sumac. While the heat energy from a fire is a danger to anyone directly exposed to it, exposure to toxic smoke can cause both acute and chronic health effects. Smoke is an aerosol comprised of gases, vapor, and solid particulates. Fire gases, such as carbon monoxide, are generally colorless, while vapor and particulates give smoke its varied colors. Most components of smoke are toxic and many are carcinogenic. Almost all present a significant threat to human life. The materials that compose smoke vary from fuel to fuel. Generally, consider all smoke toxic and carcinogenic. In addition to the gases listed below, fires and smoke may expose responders to a wide range of potentially carcinogenic substances such as asbestos, soot, and creosote. Three of the more common products of combustion are carbon monoxide, CO, a chemical asphyxiant that is a byproduct of the incomplete combustion of organic, carbon-containing materials. This gas is probably the most common product of combustion encountered in structure fires. Exposure to it is frequently identified as the cause of death for civilian fire fatalities and for firefighters who have run out of air in their SCBAs. Hydrogen cyanide, HCN, produced in the combustion of materials containing nitrogen, is also commonly encountered in smoke, although at lower concentrations than CO. HCN also acts as a chemical asphyxiant. HCN is a significant byproduct of the combustion of polyurethane foam, which is commonly used in furniture and bedding. Carbon dioxide, CO2, a product of complete combustion of organic materials. It acts as a simple asphyxiant by displacing oxygen. Carbon dioxide also increases respiratory rate. Note, for more information on combustion byproducts, review the information in Chapter 4, Fire Dynamics. Biological hazards. Biological, or etiological, hazards are microorganisms, such as viruses or bacteria, or their toxins, that may cause severe, disabling disease or illness. Many of these hazards can be transferred from the blood or other bodily fluids of an infected individual. Additionally, some biological hazards cause illness through their toxicity. Always wear appropriate PPE to prevent potential transmission. Types of biological hazards include viruses. Viruses are the simplest types of microorganisms that can only replicate themselves in the living cells of their hosts, figure 24.47. Viruses do not respond to antibiotics. Bacteria. Bacteria are microscopic, single-celled organisms. Bacteria may cause disease in people either by invading the tissues or by producing toxins, poisons. Rickettsias. Rickettsias are specialized bacteria that live and multiply in the gastrointestinal tract of arthropod carriers, such as ticks and fleas. They are smaller than most bacteria, but larger than viruses. Like bacteria, they are single-celled organisms with their own metabolisms, and they are susceptible to broad-spectrum antibiotics. However, like viruses, they only reproduce in living cells. Most rickettsias spread only through the bite of infected arthropods, such as ticks, and not through human contact. Two types of rickettsia have been weaponized as bioterrorism agents. Biological toxins. Biological toxins are produced by living organisms. However, the biological organism itself is usually not harmful to people, figure 24.48. Infectious diseases are caused by the reproduction and spread of microorganisms, pathogens, in the body. They may be contagious. Exposure to biological hazards may occur in biological and medical laboratories, agricultural facilities, or when dealing with people or animals who are carriers of such diseases. Some of these diseases are carried in body fluids and are transmitted by contact with the fluids. For instance, in 2014, healthcare providers in Dallas, Texas, were infected with a naturally occurring strain of Ebola after contact with one patient exposed in the outbreak in Africa. Examples of diseases associated with biological hazards or threats are malaria, Ebola, tuberculosis, hepatitis B, influenza, typhoid, measles. First responders may also be exposed to biological agents used as weapons in terrorist attacks and criminal activities. These biological attacks could produce death and disease in people, animals, and plants. The 2001 anthrax attacks in the United States were an example of a biological attack. Biological attacks use weaponized forms of disease-causing organisms and/or their toxins. Examples of potential biological weapons include smallpox, virus, figure 24.49. Anthrax, bacteria. Botulism, toxin from the bacteria Clostridium botulinum.